Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hennon, and Congressman Kevin Cramer has agreed to stay with us into this hour and continue to extend the talk radio town hall just a little bit because we did have calls that we didn't get to, and quite honestly, we usually do, which is why we encourage you to call early in the program to get your questions or comments in, but because of the schedule change this week to the first hour of the program on Thursday, we have a chance to get one more segment in, so thanks for that, Congressman Cramer. We'll get to the calls in a second. I do want to ask you about Cuba so we don't run out of time in this segment to ask you about that because, concern over the U.S.-Cuba relations and sort of how the administration went about this. You see some positives for instance, North Dakota products on the ag side. On the other hand, right. you have a bad regime. I see our relations with Israel getting cooler and our relations with Cuba getting warmer. And I say, is this a good thing? I'm not so sure. What do you think?
Well, first of all, in the context of Cuba in and of itself, which I agree with everything you just said about other countries. I mean, we have these cozy relationships with Iran, and yet we're cooling with Israel, and then now we're going to warm up with Cuba. I think in general, I've always supported at least the discussion about opening Cuba to more normalized relations, not just because we can trade with them and that's good for North Dakota products, but because I think it's a better way to influence the world and that influence the people of Cuba. I find it interesting that we would, on the one hand, prohibit all relations and trade with Cuba, which hurts its own people, but then not try to influence the people by opening up some opportunity to have influence. So I've always sort of leaned toward a more normalized relationship. That said, I think the way the administration's gone about it is wrong. I think they've been inconsistent. They do seem to favor these regimes more than our friends. That's problematic. The fact they've not included any discussion with Congress is always problematic. But by and large, 50 years of what we've done hasn't done a thing. So maybe it's time to take another look. So I'm willing to experiment with it, if you will, and watch it closely and hope that it works out well. But we'd also better keep a very short leash, if you will.
All right, let's go to Bowen Dickinson for Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll go to Bo next, then to Jerome and some of the other off-air callers as well. Try and get everybody in. Short segment here, though, so let's roll. Bo, go ahead.
Hey, Bo.
Bo, are you there? Manny, have we got Bo up? I'm going to put Bo on hold, see if you can talk to him off here, and go to Jerome in Devil's Lake. Hello, Jerome. Go ahead. You're up for Congressman Cramer.
Hey, Jerome.
Hello?
Hi, Jerome.
Morning.
Morning.
I saw on the news that Burger King merged with some outfit up in Canada so they could save over $1 billion in taxes. And I'm just wondering why our country has rules and regulations that seem to drive businesses away from this country.
Jerome, you've hit the nail on the head. Some people, including my opponent in the last election, wanted to create more rules and regulations to prevent American companies from inverting, if you will, or from merging with foreign companies. The reality is the reason that happens is because we over-regulate our companies. We have the highest taxes in the world, and we've driven companies to do exactly what you're talking about. So this is going to be a discussion early next year in comprehensive tax reform debate. Whether we can do comprehensive tax reform in the next year or two or three or four, we have to do it. And we have to have a more globally competitive tax structure that is good for middle-class Americans first, for the worker, and also for those that create jobs and opportunity. But good catch on that, and there's going to be a robust debate.
Jerome, thanks for the call. Here's a call that came in during the break for you. Congressman Kevin Cramer, go ahead and roll that one. Chris?
Good morning. This is a question for, or actually a comment to Kevin. I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe that the mandate was for Congress to stop Obama and stop the health care and the ruining of our country. And as far as the shutdown goes, the last time the Republicans shut the government down, the Social Security checks still went out. I'm not sure about the military, but, you know, the bottom line is the basics would have still happened. And I think we should have shut the government down this time. Thank you.
Well, and I think the caller makes a valid point. I don't happen to support a government shutdown for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. In this case, it probably would have been about 3 weeks to a month, I suppose, before the new Congress would have come into session. And nor do the vast majority, by the way, of North Dakotans are Americans. But, given the place we were, it's a relevant point. The problem is when you shut down the government, what you do is you give the administration full power because they get to determine what essential services are, which checks get cut, which services get cut, and which ones don't. And as we learned over a year ago, they are very punitive in how they do that by keeping World War II veterans out of the World War II Memorial. And then, of course, all being restored anyway after the fact. So I understand the sentiment, but I just happen to think in this case we were better off making a deal that, frankly, was far better for conservatives than it was for liberals, as was demonstrated by Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren leading the rebellion on the left.
All right, let's go next to Valley City, North Dakota, where you're headed to chat with students here shortly. Yeah, Bob, go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hey, I really didn't, I was going to talk about some other subject that's happening here in Valley City about some misappropriation of money for the flood control and all that kind of stuff. You know, what's happened here is our building inspector and our city administrator got some things wrong, and basically we're wrong about a lot of things, but they told us that we couldn't move these flood homes out of, we had to move these flood homes out of Valley City. We could not move them within the city limits.
Oh.
And as a result, about 20 homes could have been saved. And those homes were tore down and thrown away when they could have still been a viable tax base for the city of Valley City. And not only that, those 20 homes cost $175,000 to tear down.
Sure.
Throw away. So the problem I have, nobody thinks that this is a big deal. The city administrator wasn't even admonished.
Well, this clearly is not a space necessarily a congressional issue, but I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. This is the first I've heard of it. Now, what I will look into, though, is whether or not there's some sort of a FEMA requirement or regulation that would have led to this decision. And I don't know that there was, Bob, or that there might have been, but that's the only thing that sort of rolls around in my brain. I'll check it just from that end of it, but I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Let's get to Clint and Bismarck in here quickly. Clint, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Clint.
Well, good morning. I hear words like conservative and Republican used together, and I guess I'm truly a conservative. The Republican Party left me a long time ago. The last four presidential administrations, every new president takes the destruction from the last president and presses the throttle on the gas a little harder. And I don't see anybody taking a stance. Two biggest problems when we wanted to talk about business before are global warming regulations and health insurance reform. And when I heard a Texas oil man that was president get up and acknowledge global warming, I just about puked. Global warming, I've got a question, and I know just about every one of you guys down there believes in global warming because it's a way to tax and regulate us. Global warming, when we talk about fossil fuels, my old pickup or tractor didn't kill the dinosaurs. So, I'll tell you where you can shove global warming.
All right, Clint, thanks. We only have a minute left, so I got to give Kevin a chance to respond.
First of all, I haven't seen a Republican in the House of Representatives since I've been there that supports the solution, quote, to global warming. In fact, whether you believe in global warming or not, here's a couple of facts. One is that if you eliminated the United States of America, wiped it off the face of the earth, no oil, no gas, no coal, no flagellating cattle, no anything, by the year 2050, according to solid science, we would lower the temperature of the globe by 0.08 degrees. So the notion, whether there is global warming or climate change or not, the notion the United States is unilaterally going to fix it is ridiculous.
All right, quickly, I have to ask you, was there more good than bad in this bill?
Well, there is, and that, I think, should be evidenced by the fact that Nancy Pelosi tried to kill it. But there were lots of things related to, even frankly, Second Amendment rights. You know, we prohibited the treaty, the global treaty on guns. We eliminated the regulation of lead in ammunition. There were three tremendous pro-life provisions that got passed that have never been able to get done. There are a lot more of them. If we had time to go through it, but how about water to the U.S.?
To be continued. Thanks for staying on an extra segment, Congress Kramer. More calls we didn't get to after the break. Don't go away.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know, Mama Claus likes to keep the house neat during the holidays. So, I've moved my workshop off-site. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Christmas is coming. Find this season's newest styles at Shields. When it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you.
Who needs elves in the payroll when you've got Shields? Deck halls.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yours till the top of the hour. What is on your mind? You can continue to chat about what we were chatting about with Congressman Kevin Kramer. There you got a full five segments to ask many questions on many topics. And if you want to continue to visit about that particular conversation, that's fine. We got a few folks we didn't get to. We could play their comments and you could see if you agree or disagree with them. Or we can talk about something completely different. By the way, I am in search of something that is fairly called good news. Okay, Todd, I want some good news. I about cried today reading the Bismarck Tribune, thinking it's a week till Christmas, and we're loving up Cuba while we are cooling relations with Israel. I don't get that.
Well, if you're a cigar smoker, the Cuban cigars may have just gotten cheaper, so there's your good news.
We got people stealing headphones from Best Buy and other stuff from Target in Bismarck. We got Cannonball... someone charged with murder. We got idiot environmentalists cheering fracking being banned in New York City. We got a movie canceled.
Wait a minute. Fracking banned in a place where they were never going to do any fracking to begin with?
Well, there's evidently some parts of New York that might have some gas plays.
Oh, and yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, New York City, there's not really a whole lot of place to...
Not oil. New York City. There was never New York City.
Okay.
I got abused children dying under the protective watch of the child protection authorities. Hello. I have 14 people charged in meningitis deaths. I got movies being canceled. Pakistan burying massacre victims. It's depressing me.
Full of happiness today, aren't you?
No, those are the headlines. That's the news. That's when the news. So what I'm saying is I want some good. I want something to be joyful about. We're a week till Christmas. Tell me some good news. You know? That's one place I want to go. Bob in Valley City has a question for me. But what is on your mind, friends? Have at it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hello, Bob. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't have good news for you.
Bob?
I feel your pain.
Oh,
but...
boy. More of the same.
What I got is hundreds of thousands of dollars of flood watch money going down the drain and houses that were $27,000. 18 months later were bought out by the city of Valley City for $97,000. What's going on here in Valley City is we had about 60 or so homes that were bought out for flood protection. I'm a contractor, so I wanted to buy about three or four of these homes because some of them were $200,000 homes. And you could pick them up for $5,000 or even at the end, you could pick them up for nothing almost. Well, the problem is our building inspector and our city administrator came out in the newspaper and came at the city commissions and says, if you buy these homes, these flood homes, you are not allowed under North Dakota state law to move them within the city limits of Valley City. You have to move them out to some other community. Which I've found out.
What was the rationale for that? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. In other words, I would understand if they're using flood mitigation funds, they don't want you to put them back in an area where they could be flooded. But I would assume there's plenty of open. I don't know. You tell me. But is there lots that would be available for these homes within the city limits?
There are many, many, many. There's 30 or 40 lots available in Valley City. The problem is. They misread and misunderstood
would those
the
lots
law.
Be, would the, just one quick follow-up question, Bob. Would those lots you're referring to be outside the floodplain?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's lots. In fact, I own three lots. That's why I was going to buy three houses. And what happened is these guys misread the law. And then even when the city commission, some of the city commission said, now, wait a minute, Fargo's moving homes. Grand Forks is moving homes. Into their town. What's the deal here? North Dakota state law says this and this, and of course they're the people that are supposed to know. So the city commission backed off, and by that time it was too late. So what I've determined is these 20 homes, just the cost of tearing them down was $175,000. That money was tax money from the state of North Dakota, the state water commission. It was money from us. It was money from you, and then. The 20 homes were about $2,500 a piece in tax and lost property tax. So there's another about $60,000 a year. And then the cost to buy these homes for another contractor like me to move them, to buy them, was another loss of $100,000. So, the property tax over 10 years is $500,000. The $100,000 to buy these homes to be moved, and then the loss of $175,000 to tear them down, because I know that's the cost, because I bid on tearing about 10 of those houses down, so I know the cost.
Sure.
So these guys didn't even get a slap on the hand for for being 100% wrong. And then nobody seems to care about this loss to the community. And then, to make matters worse, we had the Barnes County Museum. There was a historical home over by the college. It was an absolutely gorgeous home. That's the one I wanted to buy. I would have paid $10,000 for it. They said in a newspaper article, the Times Record, that if you buy this house, it has to be moved out of town according to state law. Well, that was absolutely 100% wrong.
Okay, so your point is they misread the law. Has that been corrected? Do they understand
so.
The law now, and are they correcting this?
No, I don't think they're going to correct it because the building inspector and the city administrator still think they're right.
They think they need to be moved out of city limits.
That's right,
I'm hearing one part of the story, Bob, and not able to help. I share your frustration because it seems crazy. But I can offer you this. We'll invite the city administrator on to explain, you know, why it can be done in one city that has flood issues and not in Valley City. It's a head scratcher to me. Doesn't make any sense. So
well,
I share your frustration. Would that help try and get some answers from the city administrator?
I would absolutely love it if you could get him on the air, but. You know, good luck to you.
All right. Well, we will do it, and keep listening, Bob, so you can call and ask any other additional questions. Thanks for pointing it out to us. That's why we're here. It's on your mind, and we want to know at 800-228-0550. Fritz in Minot, you're next. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'd like to thank you guys for doing the show. I listen to you whenever I can, Scott. I got one of your books autographed from you at a meeting here a couple of years ago. It was awesome, and thanks to Congressman Kramer for opening himself up out there. But just a couple things. This Obamacare, to see if you guys can do something about that, I would, you know, there's a couple of good things in there, I think, possibly with the pre-existing conditions and stuff. Other than that, I think it really has to be reworked or totally dissolved in something new. But I think what the conservatives or Republicans, whatever, need to do is make sure they've got a good valid plan that they can present. Otherwise, they're really going to have trouble getting it through just because of, you know, the people that are really relying on this stuff. And I don't know, maybe a lot of these people are the ones who are just asking for a free ride, I guess, or in my thinking. That's part of it. You know, they're going to have to be the ones that are persuaded and convinced, and we got to get them in our corner and stuff to get something through. And then just the other comment that I have is I was in the grocery business for a lot of years, and there were some things that just weren't right. One of them is the food stamp program, the SNAP program.
Hang on one second, if you would, Fritz. If you don't mind, just we're up against the break, and I want to give you time to finish your story about being in the grocery business. So just hold tight, because we're up against the break. We'll finish on the other side of the break. 800-228-0550. It's What's On Your Mind. Give us a ring.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you in search for that perfect gift still for your loved one? Santa Scott to the rescue with a great gift-giving idea from my friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. A winter romance getaway. Get a load of this deal. 2 nights at the beautiful Chase on the Lake in a Lakeview hotel room. 2 45-minute spa services at the Copper Door Spa. 1 appetizer in the 502 restaurant and a bottle of wine, all for only $330. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Promo code LOVE for the winter romance getaway. You can use this anytime between now and the end of April. So plenty of time to plan a perfect winter romance getaway weekend. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code LOVE, ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code LOVE, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Santa Scott sent you for a little love at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You're going to love it. And Merry Christmas.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the news to cover. By the way, we mentioned this a couple of times this week when it broke on Wednesday and yesterday up in, I guess it broke on Tuesday and yesterday up in Kildare. But Jeb Bush kind of going to the next level on a presidential run. A lot of chatter on our Facebook page about that and whether or not you would vote for Jeb Bush as president. So we have a lot of folks weighing in on that topic, and it's just one of those that has been hot online that we have not had a chance to get to off air. We have the Cuba story and the U.S. normalizing relations with Cuba. Are you okay with that? A win for North Dakota ag producers, but for the U.S. a good idea? An issue that will be debated in the upcoming legislative session, DUI checkpoints. There will be legislation to... and DUI checkpoints in North Dakota. Entrapment? And a good idea to end that process? Or do you think that's a good idea that they pull some people off the road that shouldn't be driving on the road? What else? Oh, a little bit of a controversy. Say Anything blog's kind of making a big deal out of this. NDSU had to move its graduation ceremony because of the Bison football game, prompting some parents to say, well, isn't school and college about graduation and not about a football game? I think that's a little bit unfair, only from the standpoint that, unfortunately, you don't have a lot of choice of when you're going to play when it gets to this level of the playoffs. And so nobody intended to do this. You couldn't move the football game in all reality, right? So I don't think it's a big deal, but maybe you do. And do we have some folks weighing in on that on Facebook as well? What is on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550 and give me some good news. All right, Fritz and Minot, you were about to tell us a story about your time as a grocer.
Yeah.
We were going to a break, so I wanted to give you a chance to finish that story.
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, I was in the business for over 30 years, I guess, well over 30 years. And you know, there were a lot of good things. The WIC program is one that was just a totally awesome program that did tons of good for a lot of people, but I saw so many abuses in the food stamp program. Not that everybody did it, because there were some who were really, really in need of it, and they used the program the way I think it was probably intended. But you know, the way it worked and stuff, they could buy steaks, they could buy potato chips, they could buy pot, they could buy all kinds of junk food with it. They would pay for their bills. The tax, however, was deducted from those items if they were taxable in the state of North Dakota. But then when they were done with that, they would pay for what they could with their food stamps, and then they would whip out their cash and buy a carton of cigarettes. And then later on in the day, you might see that same person over in the bar. You know, they had money for those kinds of things. And I just think that there is so much government waste out there. There's probably ways that we could make these people earn these food stamps a little bit. There's some, whether it's doing some kind of home type of business. I know there are some people that maybe physically can't, or maybe don't have the mental capabilities or functions to do some of the things, but I just think that there is some way that maybe, you know, if they're going to be receptive and take advantage of these programs, I think that there is some way that people just have to realize that, you know, there isn't a free ride for everybody all the time. You got to do something to earn your keep a little bit. You know, that's not the way this country was founded or where we got to the way that, you know, the place we are today. We're going to start going backwards if we keep, needing this dependency on government.
Now, I guarantee you, Fritz, there's people in the audience say, oh, what a heartless guy that Fritz is. He doesn't understand his people. And I don't think that of you in any way, shape, or form, because I think actually what you advocate for is the more compassionate way. Because to say, here, use it however you want to use it, whether it makes sense or not, just, you know, here. In other words, gimme, and go ahead, take. What you do is put that person in a cycle of dependency, which is inhumane. Is
that's
cruel.
Exactly what I feel we're doing right now, that's just my feeling. That's not the way this country got to be a great country, and I think we need to put the brakes on that and kind of turn things around and get them back the way that at least I feel they should be. And I think most people really deep down feel that, you know, things need to come to a stop and we got to turn this around.
Good point, Fritz. And it's not an easy thing. It's not this is so simple, let's just do this, because obviously people truly in need, and maybe somebody homeless, dealing with mental health issues, whatever. Look, you can say, go out and get a job. Well, they can't. They have, a disorder. They have some, you know, those people you want to help. People truly in need. Those, though, that just say, hey, there is the system, so I'm going to take advantage of it. That just is a bad deal. And so it's not easy to draw that line, but we ought to do a better job than we do, because it's cruel to do it otherwise. I agree with you. John in Grand Forks promises something I'm going to laugh at. All right, give me a little humor, John. I'm all up for it.
Well, I'll try. You know, we were talking the other day about ideas of towns to visit in North Dakota.
Yes, always looking for towns. I was in Killdeer, yep. And I wanted a list. And by the way, Northwood came up, so Northwood's on our list. Crosby is on the schedule for January. Give me another.
I think it would be appropriate to go down to Havana, North Dakota. Let's find out what those people look like. What language do they speak? Do they like pie? I mean, I don't know anything about
what kind of cigars they smoke. There's a lot of things we can find out in Havana, isn't there? Yeah. Exactly right. We had some folks on the New York trip with the North Dakota Farm Bureau that were from Berlin. They were from Berlin, North Dakota. So we've got a lot of worldly places in North Dakota that we could go to. Right?
It'd be appropriate to go down to Havana.
Havana. On the list. On the list, John, and you did make me laugh. You think there's a cigar? I don't know.
I do like that idea.
Some sort of cigar store in Havana.
What language do they speak? I don't know.
How many kids are named Raul?
Yeah.
Right? Or Fidel.
How many people are still driving a 57 Chevy? Because they haven't been able to sell new cars since 59.
John, thank you for that. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? Is it Christmas? I hope it is, because, by the way, we have a great gift-giving idea this Christmas. It is My Pillow. That's right. Todd's Pillow, too. And actually, the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And right now, because they have that designation, they're celebrating with a 2-for-1 deal. So we tell Christmas, make today the day you buy the pillow. And you get one, and you get to give one. Or you can give away two. Great Christmas gift-giving idea. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the 50% deal. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Do it today so you get it in time for Christmas, okay? Use that promo code Scott. Remember, it comes with a 10-year warranty. How many times do you give something here if it comes with a 10-year warranty? It will not go flat for 10 years. 69 money-back guarantee, too, so they back it up. MyPillow.com. All right, a couple off-air calls that came in on one of my questions today. Go ahead and roll those, Chris. Yes? Chris?
Sorry. The problem I have sometimes is that I'm listening to offers coming in when you call for them, which is just what I
do. Not a problem. Are we ready to play one?
Yes, one second here. I'm going to post another one. And which one did you want, Scott?
The calls are feverishly coming in. We use something
720.
Called...
720. I got it right here.
Yes. All right, roll it.
Hi, I'm calling from Minot, where I used to listen to your show on KCJB, but since they decided not to carry it anymore, I listen on K-Fire. Just wanted to respond to your needing some good news, and I'm sure you already know this, Scott, but Christmas is the good news. Christ, our Savior, was born. Thank you.
I do know that, and appreciate the reminder nonetheless. But that's all the more reason that I would like to hear, you know, some stories that are more fitting for the very joyous and blessed season we find ourselves in. That's sort of why I was asking. But you're absolutely right. By the way, on the KCJB thing, no diss against KCJB. The reason that that change was made is because everywhere that 550 is heard, KCJB is also heard. So in other words, there was no chance that you, if you listened previously on KCJB, couldn't hear this show on 550. So it was a way for them to do some things specific to Minot, where we're talking about things on every corner of North Dakota. And anybody that listened previously on 910 KCJB can flip right over to 550 KFIRE and hear us.
You want something positive, a nice positive show from Havana with some cigars, some, I don't know what kind of cigars they make in
Havana, North Dakota. Yeah. Our budget can only take that one. All right. Next, let's go to Dave in Beulah. Dave in Beulah, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I ordered that MyPillow because of your commercial, but you know what? When I ordered it, I told them I only really wanted one, and they said, oh, well, then you can buy one for half price. So you don't have to buy the two in order to get one free. You can buy one for half the price.
Oh, well, what a deal.
That's such a secret deal. They didn't even tell me and Scott about it.
Didn't know
one.
About that deal, but maybe you had some persuasive powers, Dave. But by the way, how do you like the pillow?
Oh, I love it. It's great.
Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah,
I mean, I've bought those spendy, like, $102 pillows before. I had one that, from the mattress store they talked me into after buying a mattress. And, nothing like this one. And they're very reasonable, so...
I always like a cold pillow, so I always usually sleep with two pillows and throw one on the floor and pick one up. And I mean, it's amazing how seldom I wake up because the pillow is warm. It stays cool.
Anyway, very good, Dave.
I just thought it was interesting that he says, "Oh no, you don't have to buy two; you can buy one for half price." So it must be just a gimmick to get you to buy.
Wonder if he's still working there.
Exactly right.
Okay,
I've heard of other deals at 50% off once you buy the 2-for-1 deal. Not heard of that, but hey, nonetheless, give it a try. And Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Glad you're a happy MyPillow customer.
Individual results may vary.
Exactly. Shelley in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey Scott, you're looking for some good news. I've got some really great news for you.
Bring it on.
3 weeks ago, there was a gentleman named Mike Donahue. He is from Wisconsin. He works in the oil field. His family lives in Wisconsin, and he's been working out there for about 3 weeks. Two young men slid into the ditch, and he pulled over to help them out of the ditch. And in the process, he was hit by a vehicle. Now, that doesn't sound like good news. He actually lost his leg in the accident, but he was in Bismarck for a while. He was transferred to St. Paul, Minnesota, where to be closer to his family. And he was able to go home last night to be with his family. So he's now at home recuperating. So that's great news that, you know, in less than 3 weeks, a man that was a good Samaritan in North Dakota helped people, lost his leg, and now he's at home before Christmas.
Oh, I'm glad he's home before Christmas, but boy, I feel horrible that a good Samaritan indeed. Like, and just tell you, that's just a good reminder for everybody out there. You see a car pulled over, and that stuff happens with this winter weather and everything else. Be careful. Be very, very careful. Thanks for sharing the story about a good Samaritan and a tough road to hoe there, Shelley. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more of your calls, questions, and comments in our final segment on a Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Before it's under the tree, you'll find it at the Max Christmas Sale. Now through December 24th, save on radio-controlled toys, helicopters, and battle tanks starting at $29.99. Right out the door on a 196cc trail mini bike for $499.99. And when you purchase $100 in Max gift cards, you get a $20 card free. Find these great deals and extended hours during the Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Morning, Scott. This is Paul in Dickinson. Hey, I've got some good news for you. In a week from today, we'll celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save us miserable sinners from our sin. That's the good news to share with everybody. Have a good day. Thank you.
It is indeed. And along with Paul and Dickinson earlier, you're exactly right. Or was that Paul and Dickinson? The other caller was maybe from mine. I can't remember. Anyway, good job, and I completely agree with you. That is the good news. Now, my only suggestion is, since we are 1 week from that blessed day, the ultimate in good news, what's some stories that can go along with that? A little Christmas cheer. Something to give us some Christmas joy, right? Troy posted on our Facebook page a neat story about some generosity at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Evidently, some Sioux hockey fans gave up their seats for some parents of a Lake Superior State fan at the last game. That's a neat little story. Chris posts a note here that President Obama is changing our relationship with Cuba. This will open up that country, and in 5 years, Cuba will be a huge economic success fueled by U.S. investments. That's his good news. Don't know if I can buy that one, Chris. I'll take the U.S. investments in, say, the U.S. rather than Cuba. How about that? Dan says, don't watch the news. That'll ease the pain in your heart. The media fails to report the news as such. They tend to take a topic, cherry-pick the worst of the worst portions, dramatize those, and make a huge presentation of the bad old human beings. Truth be told, 98% of all that goes on daily around us is good, joy-filled, inspirational. We just have to lift our eyes up off the cell phone, take our mind off ourselves, and see the good stuff going on around us. Don't just tell others Merry Christmas. Think it yourself. Make yourself feel good. It's a gift we can give ourselves each day. All right, Dan, now you're cooking with gas. Yeah, there you go. The NDSU controversy, the football game, bumping the graduation ceremony to a different venue and having to break it up. Tony says graduation is still a thing. I feel academics are starting to interfere with athletics. A real shame. I think he's joking. Justin says this is academics are starting to interfere with athletics. A real shame, yeah. I think that's tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. I could be wrong. Justin says this is a complete joke of a complaint. They're contractually bound by the NCAA and the ESPN to have the game when told. Students have known for a couple months this could be a possibility. For someone to say cancel the game is foolish. They could have moved the ceremony to the Civic, but in all honesty, midterm graduations are relatively small, and they have one for each individual school. Having it in the hall should work fine. It probably won't even have a space issue. I'm kind of with Justin there. David says, perhaps winter commencement should always be on a Sunday to avoid this in the future. The argument that the football game should be rescheduled or moved is silly.
Maybe they should make the graduation a halftime show.
There you go. That'd be one to remember. Not a bad idea. Now, that's a creative thinking. Todd, it would have been a win-win.
There you go.
Yeah. Dwayne says, way too much about nothing. I'm going to tend to agree with Dwayne and a few of the others there. All right, what else have we asked for your opinions on about Facebook? Should North Dakota get rid of DUI checkpoints in the next legislative session? Are they a good thing or are they an entrapment? Whoa, baby, you're weighing in on this. Entrapment and racial and economic profiling, says Ashley. That's a head-scratcher. I get the entrapment thing. Some people will hold that view. I don't get the racial and economic profiling thing. Ricky says, I think it's entrapment, but a needed tool. Don't drink and drive, and then you don't have to worry about it. Paul says, does it save lives? Yes, most likely. I can't see how it can be entrapment when they broadcast where and when the checkpoint will be. Easy answer, don't drink and drive, and you have nothing to worry about.
Because those are the people you don't want driving.
I agree, and by the way,
if you're dumb enough to be out there when the checkpoint's been publicized well in advance, you're out there drinking, do you want that guy on the road?
You know what else I would say? I would say that they very, very often do a very good job of getting the word out of when these will be and where they'll be. The idea is they use them, first and foremost, as a deterrent. Right? So they're not just sneaking around saying, okay, let's go here. About 1 in the morning, right across from the bar. You know, they're saying, hey, here's where it's going to be. Here's when it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that to me says,
hey, you're still out there drunk driving. You're an idiot then. Get off the road.
Other question that's up is, should the U.S. normalize relations with Cuba? Dustin says, either treat Cuba like China or treat China like Cuba. Jason says, the community organizer already did. He doesn't need input from others. He obviously didn't agree with our policy, and he went with appeasement. Yeah. Dan says, as the first and most befitting expression of goodwill, Obama should announce the world premiere of the interview will be held in downtown Havana, Cuba. Not in North Dakota, Cuba.
I still want it in the White House lawn there. Nice big screen there.
Don says, I guess it's up to President Obama, the Pope, and Castro. Americans don't have a voice in this. All right. The good news is you can continue to weigh in there on Facebook. The bad news is we're about out of time. But speaking of good news, we thank our sponsors. They keep us on the air finding out what's on your mind, like our friends at High Plains Apache, the folks that know sprayers backwards and forwards and have the product expertise and the customer satisfaction to get it done for you. The Apache sprayer, the best of the best. That light footprint, wet year like this last growing season, makes a big difference. HighPlainsApache.com to find out more. Check out their ET Ag Center, too, with over 50,000 of the most popular name brand parts in the application industry. They still have a few used sprayers, too, if you're pinching pennies and want one of the used pull-type sprayers on hand, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, big 90-foot booms, they got them. Also, our friends at BNSF Railway, never forget what's kept their rail cars rolling. The American farmer since 1854. BNSF has grown mile after mile following the harvest. That's why they're the largest grain hauling railroad in North Dakota, in North America, rather, and dedicated to every farmer who plows the road. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped them grow from the very beginning. All right, my friends, see you tomorrow on a Are You Kidding Me Friday edition, countdown to Christmas of What's On Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell and our entire team, I'm Scott Hennon. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.